This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. Mark your calendar for Thursday, March 12th for the 4th Annual Father Matters Court and Custody Conference. Visit fathermatters.org for more information. My guest today is Lakeisha Muhammad, who serves the community as a childbirth educator and doula. Certified by Lamaze International, Lakeisha offers an energetic, creative approach to childbirth education that is sure to capture your attention. Lakeisha is there to also support and offer suggestions to dads, grandmas, aunties, and friends. Lakeisha, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Vince. So happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Hey, before we get deep into this, share with us a little more about A Mother's Worth Birth Services.
Oh, A Mother's Worth is my baby. It is the fourth child. Absolutely. It is a passion of mine. I love birth. I always describe myself as like a birth nerd. You know, I'm one of those people that sit up on YouTube and watch birth videos for hours. And But the inspiration or the catalyst for creating A Mother's Worth Birth Services came from the birth of my own children. I have 11-year-old twins. And my pregnancy with them was very, very difficult. You know, it was hard. And trying to figure out all of these tests and all of these things that were going on, my husband and I just started researching everything we could about the subject of birth and pregnancy. And it just ignited in me a real passion. And I wanted to know more. And I wanted to share all of that information with other people, you know, so A Mother's Worth grew from just accosting people in the grocery store who were pregnant and telling them all of this stuff that they probably didn't want to hear into a full blown business model right here in Phoenix, Arizona, where we're working with public health organizations and working privately and just doing all we can to educate pregnant women and their families.
And see, this is what I love about it. This is why when you and I was at the meeting, I said, Lakeisha, you got to come do this show. Because this was birth out of your situation.
Absolutely.
Because you say you had a difficult pregnancy.
I did. So
why did that make you want to start A Mother's Worth because of your difficult pregnancy?
Well, you know, it's been said that if you don't know your options, then you don't have any. So knowledge really is power. It's an old adage or a cliche, some may even say, but it really rings true. And if we don't have that education and that knowledge in our communities, then we end up with these terrible birth disparities that we're seeing in out there in the communities that need to change. And they can change, and we can begin to turn those around with childbirth education, with doula support, with breastfeeding education and support.
And you say doula services and doula support. I was looking through your website and I love it because, you know, at the workshops, we get a lot of people that might come to a workshop and say, my wife and I are about to have a baby. We don't know anyone here. All our families are still in Michigan.
Right.
And I love on your website, you're there also like as a friend, a support. Can you unpack and share a little more about what is a doula?
What is a doula? A doula, the simplest way to define a doula is just a mother's helper or even a family's helper. Paired with education, you know, because we, as doulas, we do prenatal visits with our families. And that's what we're sharing, that education and that knowledge. But primarily a birth doula is there throughout the whole birth experience. So whether it's 2 a.m, you know, 4 p.m, I get calls, Lakeisha, I'm in labor, my water just broke, I've been having contractions. I go to that family and I'm there with them throughout the whole birth experience. So if they're at home, if they're in a birth center, if they're in the hospital, I'm there with them and I'm helping them with the decision making, helping them with comfort measures, you know, just providing support and guiding them throughout that whole process.
What I love, I was doing a little research and it was a doctor. He was talking about the importance of doulas. Just having that there. It's almost like that spiritual friend, that spiritual bond there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are first-time moms.
Right.
There are moms who are having children on their own, meaning like maybe the dad is not around.
Exactly.
You know, it's deeper than just there to help with the birth. You're there as like a spiritual partner, a friend.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would totally agree with that. For those mothers, and you mentioned mothers where the dads aren't there, you know, single moms who are having babies, it's very, very vital that you have a constant, you know, continuous support person there. And they really are like their friend. You know, I think to some of my younger clients, I'm like a surrogate mom. Right. You know, I'm there to hold their hand and hug them and tell them it's going to be okay. You know, and others want like a homegirl, you know, somebody sure. just to chop it up and right. keep it going while they're at birth. And then if I'm with a couple, you know, I'm just that third person that's reassuring that father that he is doing a good job yeah. and giving him suggestions and whispering in his ear things that he can do to help support his partner throughout the process.
What I love also on your website, you help these moms with postpartum.
Yes.
Can you touch on that a little bit? Because yes. women get depressed. Stuff happens.
It does. It does happen. You know, postpartum depression is real. You know, a lot of people try to disregard it or say, oh, it's just the baby blues. It'll go away. And for some women, that's true. But for others, you know, it can be much, much deeper. So having that confident, that spiritual friend or that relationship with somebody like you mentioned can be very vital in the postpartum period, because finding somebody that you can trust, that you can sit down with and say, hey, I'm having these thoughts, I'm having these feelings, and I don't know where it's coming from and I don't know where it is, but I need help. You know, having that one person that you can talk to in that way is very, very vital.
They won't you don't judge.
No,
you're
no.
like a coach.
Exactly.
And because they say things to you that's like, woo. Mm-hmm. But they probably after they say it to you, release it, mm-hmm. they feel better.
They feel better. And then you can take it from there. You know, now you've confided in someone and now we can go about getting you the help that you need in order to deal with what's going on. And no, there's no judgment. I'm probably the most non-judgmental person right. that you'll ever know.
Yes.
You know, you and I both work for public health. We've yes. seen some stuff, you
yes.
know,
together.
And yeah. And you can't have that air of judgmentalness
no.
about you when we're dealing with people who really do need help and they need love and support.
And you know what I love about this, Lakeisha, you know, I share with you, we got listeners all over the country, Tennessee, mm-hmm. Michigan, Denver, all over Texas,
yeah.
Maryland. If they wanted to get in touch with you, could you work with them through Skype?
Yes.
Because
absolutely.
A lot of people don't have this in their cities.
Right.
Or they don't know how to go about it.
Right.
You know, share with us about the Lamaze childbirth classes. What goes on in Lamaze?
Lamaze childbirth classes. You know, childbirth education in itself has had a tendency to have a connotation of being a little bit boring. My classes are not boring. Right. Not at all. You know, it's a really fun, uplifting approach of getting the education to people in a way where they can ingest it and dissect it and actually use it when they're in a birth situation. So we start out just talking about the basics of childbirth, you know, hormones and body parts and all of these terms that you'll hear doctors and nurses say when you're there at the hospital or there at a birth center having your baby. And it's important, it's very, very important that we know those terms and we use those terms. And I tell the women in my classes that when you go to the hospital, talk about cervixes, talk about, you know, what station is my baby, how much am I effaced. Use those terms, because then you let the people that are taking care of you know that you have some education and you know what you're talking about. And fortunately and unfortunately, that can change the way that we're treated in some of these birth situations.
So Lamaze is more like education. What would you tell someone that's coming in there for the first time, a young couple?
For the first time.
Yes.
For the first time. I would tell them that this education is vital. It's needed. It's what's going to help prepare you and get you ready. It's kind of your playbook. You know, if we were comparing it to a football game, you know, this is your playbook. Now, when you actually get into the situation of having your baby, we're going to pull from this playbook and we're going to use these tools and these techniques that you've learned in class to make this birth experience as easy and as smooth and as good as it can possibly be.
And your postpartum, because we do get that, because, you know, we get a lot of the men like, man, since my wife or since my girlfriend had the baby, it's like, man, she don't want to come out of the room.
Yeah.
She don't. Could, like, past experiences, what causes that? You know, they think about, are they lonely, that type of stuff. What causes a lot of that?
A lot of it is just hormonal. You know, it's hormonal imbalances. You know, after you have a baby, there's big shifts in hormones in women. And right. postpartum depression has been attributed to some of that. And also it's situational, environmental issues as well. I know one of the areas that you focus on is fathers, you know, and having that father involvement and having that partner there to help and support. And that's one of the things that can help these moms a lot, is having someone else there that they can rely on and depend on as they're learning to parent.
And it's not a time babies. It's not a time for dad or the husband to feel jealous either when you're
No, not at all. Not at all. There is a big attention shift in both mom and dad from each other to now just focusing on the baby. And sometimes that shift can be tough. And that's one reason why I encourage couples during that pregnancy period to have like a baby moon, you know, to really get into each other as a couple and strengthen their relationship before the baby comes.
How do you coach them through the baby moon? I like that.
The baby moon. Yeah, so go on a trip if you can. And it doesn't have to be, you know, far off, but have a staycation. You know, go to the hotel for a weekend and just relax and sit by the pool and different exercises that we can do. One of the things that I really think helps in labor and delivery is guided relaxation.
What is that?
So that's where I encourage the fathers to read a script. And it can be something as simple as, you know, you're sitting at the beach and all the sensations and the things that you would see at the beach, or a color relaxation where you're focusing. We're asking the mother to focus on different colors and those type of things. So the mom would lay in a really relaxed position, usually in her bed, just totally relaxed as she can be. And the father would read this guided relaxation to her. And we would start doing that in pregnancy, and then in labor and delivery, the idea is as the father recites those words, the mom is going to go back to that relaxed state that she was in before. So that's one way that, you know, husband and wife or girlfriend, boyfriend, partners can connect.
And the baby also hears the father or the grandma or the auntie or the doula.
Absolutely.
Reading, it doesn't just have to be the father, because
it doesn't
as we
have
know,
to be the father.
The fathers
right.
are not in the picture all the time.
Not all the time, right?
You
so
know,
whoever is there helping and supporting that mom, sure, that baby is going to get that comfort and reassurance too.
Now, with formula and all this stuff, and then breastfeeding, touch on the importance of breastfeeding and mm-hmm. what and why.
I'm a huge lactivist. Like, I love breastfeeding. I think it's the best thing ever. And I tell my clients that if you're in a situation where you can't afford the expensive stroller or the newest crib or that kind of thing, you can breastfeed. And breastfeeding is free. And it's something that babies need. You know, I definitely view it as not an added extra. You know, some people think, oh, if you breastfeed, that's really good. I view it as inessential. It's something that is absolutely needed. And unfortunately, in a lot of communities, in the African-American community, for example, we don't have very many women who are breastfeeding. And
that
needs to change.
Why
that needs
that?
To change. There's lots of different theories as to why African-American women choose not to breastfeed. Some of it could be related to slavery and the fact that we were used as wet nurses, you know, historically. And now we kind of reject that idea. Some women view it as something that poor women do. You know, historically, that was something that a way that breastfeeding was viewed. But we all know that those things aren't a reality in today's time. And we know that in the African-American community, our babies are more likely to die. You know, our infant mortality rates are so much higher. And breastfeeding is something that could turn that around, because we're really giving those babies superior nutrition. This is the best that they could possibly get. And it can be life-saving.
And after this break, I want to get right back to breastfeeding, because it's also healthy benefits for the mom as well, right?
Exactly.
Well, you're listening to The Father Matter Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Lakeisha Muhammad with A Mother's Worth Birth Services. We'll hear more from Lakeisha after this. Anybody wanna fall in love tonight? Hey, Father Matter Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matter Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matter Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. Are you in need of family law legal services? Contact fathermatters.org. Our purpose is to provide free legal assistance services to fathers and their families. Remember, you have the right to see your children, and no parent can take that right away from you. Being responsible financially for your children is required by law, but even parents without financial means have the right to see their children. Don't let a legal matter stop you from being an excellent and involved parent. For more information about free family law legal services, log on to fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. And we're back with Lakeisha Muhammad with A Mother's Worth Birth Services. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com, or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Lakeisha, just before we left, we was talking about the benefits and the importance of breastfeeding. I don't want to move too fast because, okay, like you said, if you can unpack that a little bit more, because some moms struggle with breastfeeding. They don't want to wake up to... What are some of the benefits for moms? And then why do some moms don't want to breastfeed?
Okay, so some of the benefits. There's been a huge amount of research in the past few years, and it's connecting breastfeeding with cancer prevention in mothers, you know, breast cancer. And it's been proven that the more years that you breastfeed, that cuts down on the risk or the chances of you acquiring breast cancer. So that's huge, you know, and lots of long-term benefits for health benefits, particularly for the mother when it comes to breastfeeding. One thing that I always like to point out to my clients is the confidence building that comes from breastfeeding. You know, when you have this little baby that's not able to hold their head up or not, you know, can't talk or can't walk or can't even feed themselves, and you're providing them nourishment, and you see them growing, and now they're crawling, and now they're walking, and now they're talking, and you know that you were the one who provided that to your baby, that is a huge confidence boost, you know, just to know that you were the one who were able to do that. And as well as the bonding that takes place between mother and baby when you breastfeed, I think that bond can be established in other ways. You know, if you bottle feed, you can still bond with your baby. That's not to say that. Right. But I think through breastfeeding, it creates a special type of relationship between mother and baby.
What about the mothers who struggle with producing enough breast milk? What can they do? I know oatmeal is one thing. They can eat oatmeal.
They can eat oatmeal. Yeah, there's fenugreek and milk thistle, and there's lots of herbal and kind of anecdotal remedies that we know out there. But a lot of that is just related to establishing a good breastfeeding relationship in the beginning. And I think it's where doulas and lactation consultants and childbirth educators is where we fill in the gap, because prenatal breastfeeding education is very important. It's important that you understand how breastfeeding works, that it is supply and demand, that the more you breastfeed the baby, the more milk you're going to make, particularly in the beginning. We're laying down that foundation. And I think over the past few decades, when we've moved away from breastfeeding and to more formula feeding, we've lost a lot of that knowledge just in our communities, because it used to be that our grandmothers knew, or our mothers knew, or we had an auntie that breastfed and she could tell us, you know, what to do. But now we find that that knowledge just isn't there anymore. So people like myself, doulas, lactation consultants, we're trying to help fill in that gap of knowledge that we have.
And how important is it to pump? Because I know there's men listening saying, well, how am I going to feed the baby if she's at work and I'm home? Because we're always trying to make up excuses. We can talk about that best part, freezing the dating the bags.
Yeah.
How would you go about
pumping
that?
Pumping works. I know lots of moms who work full-time jobs and they're still able to breastfeed their babies. So it definitely is possible. It just takes some commitment, you know, using that pump, starting early and storing that milk. And like you said, freezing it, dating it. And we know that it's there and ready for the baby. And that also gives a great opportunity for support people to jump in too and help with feeding the baby and help to support that mom.
And how important is it to keep the bottles clean? Would you recommend glass over plastic?
Glass is kind of the newest thing out there, and we do know that it is the safest. Anything stored in glass is good. It's not porous. You know, we don't have to worry about chemicals or anything seeping into the milk. If you can't afford glass, there are really good plastic options mm-hmm. that are out there, too. Yeah.
What I love is you say you also offer support and suggestions to dads. Where can dads play a role with the Lamas and breastfeeding?
I think dads are in the forefront of support. And as a doula, if I'm sitting down and I'm meeting with a couple and they're considering me as their doula, one of the first things that I tell them is that I'm not there to replace anybody. I'm not particularly, I could not replace that father. I want him to be the one that that mother walks away with remembering. I want her to walk away from her birth experience and tell people, my husband was a rock star. He was amazing. Right. He done everything that I needed. He was right there. And she doesn't have to know that I'm the one kind of directing him in the back and, and telling him what to do. She doesn't have to know that. But I want that father to be right there by her side. And I know... just if we look at movies and TV and in the media, there's always these images of fathers being verbally and physically abused in birth situations where they're squeezing their hand or telling them to get out. And I've been to almost 100 births now, fans, and I've never seen that happen. That woman always wants her man right there by her side, supporting her and helping her, you know.
And like you said, I love at the beginning, you set the tone with the reading, the, the relaxation, the baby moon.
Right.
Well, this is what I want to do, Lakeisha, because we got listeners everywhere. How can our listeners get in contact with you to learn more about what you do and a mother's work?
Well, there's multiple ways. They can call me. My number is 602-429-9501.
So even if they're in another state, they can call you and coach them over the phone. Scott,
sure.
Real slow, your phone number one more time.
602-429-9501. They can get that information and more from my website.
Which is
amothersworthbirthservices.com. I'm on Facebook. A Mother's Worth. And also Instagram, under A Mother's Worth as well, or at A Mother's Worth on Instagram.
Because there are a lot of moms and who just need someone to talk to. And that's why I was just so excited to have you on this show, because we focus on the whole family. Mm-hmm. You know, Father Matters Show, we're talking about everything. Right. And this is so important.
It is.
And so is it fees and costs and things like that come along with that?
There are.
Okay.
And we can negotiate those things and talk about those things. And a lot of that is already on the website. So A Mother's Worth, birthservices.com. Uh-huh. Go to that website and that can give you more. But always call me and talk to me, you know, and we can discuss those issues.
And what's your phone number again?
602-429-9501.
And grandmas, grandpas, aunties, how do they play a role? How can they play a role?
Everybody. We want that woman to be surrounded by love and support throughout pregnancy, birth, and the postpartum period. So all of those people play a role. As a doula, there's no way that I could do it by myself. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no way that I could totally support a woman by myself. So it really does take all of those people working together to give a wonderful or to provide a wonderful and supportive experience.
And the importance about stress.
Stress, absolutely.
What would you tell this last 45 seconds or so we got left? Because there is that one mom-to-be, grandmom that's listening right now. What would you say to them about all this that we share, from getting help, the doula, postpartum?
I think it's just knowing that that stress is not only affecting mom, but it's affecting baby. And it is affecting this birth experience. In my classes, I talk about the pregnancy bubble. Well, we put moms in a bubble during their pregnancy, and the only thing that's allowed in that bubble is glitter and smiley faces and rainbows, and everything else has to stay out. It has to stay out until we get this baby here safely, and we know that mom and baby are healthy.
Lakeisha, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Vance.
And you got it. And thank you for listening to The Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.